Hello everyone, welcome to the Chitra Prayer Circle, call number 11. Thank you so much for being here. I was just sharing really quickly that we are working with the Golden Healer Skull today, who's wanted to be part of the call. So he is here to add his energies, to contribute his energies and so on. Also, you know, I'm having a cup of tea, right? Happiness is my cup of tea. Are you choosing happiness? What are you choosing, right? For yourself. Yay. So some of you saw on Facebook that my husband and I went on a date yesterday. We haven't been on a date since before we got Neo. So it was awesome. It was just so wonderful. And I'm so grateful to my friend Sarah, who took him for the day. I think it was like almost 8 hours, and he tired her out big time. But it was so wonderful to be able to go out to eat at a restaurant, you know, and then we went to an event, and so it was just wonderful. So I'm happy. I'm grateful. All right, everyone. So let's get started. So just take a deep breath. Be in your heart space the best you can. Right, so breathe in through your nose to a count of four. Breathe out to a count of four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Good, take a deep breath. Now just call forth unconditional love and light to yourself. So as you call forth this unconditional love and light to yourself from all over the universe, it has to come to you. So allow yourself to feel, see, hear, know, perceive, however you do, and receive this unconditional love and light coming to you and filling you up. Okay, take a deep breath and just receive. And now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities through every aspect of you. And this could be generally anywhere that you've left it behind. Just call it all back. Whatever energy is ready to come back to you now, allow it to come back. And again, as you call back your energy, it has to come back to you. So allow yourself to see, feel, hear, know, perceive, and receive this energy, your energy coming back and filling you up. Good. Now let go and release all energy that is not yours, all energy that you bought is yours, all the stories, all the beliefs, all the patterns, paradigms that you bought is yours that don't empower you, that are limiting you. Let them all go now to source, to creator, to be redistributed. Good, take a deep breath. And before we continue to do the waterfall cleanse and the grounding and connecting, we're gonna do things a little differently today. I'm gonna invite you to push down any walls or barriers or boundaries that may be up. And if you have to, push them down physically, push them down. We're all around you, right? Outside, all around you, within you, just push them all down. Good. Now just imagine you're standing under a crystal clear rainbow waterfall. And as the water comes down the front and back, left and right side of your body, let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. all the stresses, anxieties, worries, let them all go into the water to be healed, cleared, transmuted. And allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to heal, clean, cleanse, clear your mind, body, and soul, your energy field and aura. Allow the energy from those rainbow-filled water droplets to go deep, deep within you, deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. Allow yourself to be refilled, replenished, re-energized, reinvigorated. Allow yourself to remember who you are. Allow yourself to be filled up with unconditional love and light, with higher vibrations and frequencies. Allow your vibration to raise during this call. Okay, take a deep breath. Now that rainbow, crystal clear rainbow waterfall is being transformed into a rainbow pillar of light and love that extends all the way down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth and extends all the way up and into the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. Just for a moment, get a sense of the energy, the frequency, the vibration, the presence of this rainbow pillar of light and love. Just get a sense of it. You are in it. Just get a sense of it for a moment. Breathe into it and receive the healing. Receive the higher vibrations. Receive the unconditional love and light. And take a deep breath and allow yourself to go down this rainbow pillar of light and love, and allow yourself to go down, 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 and into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, into the crystalline core of Gaia, down, down, down. And as you continue to go down, continue to receive. Good. As you connect in, tap into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Be open to receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love and blessings, of support, strength, and vitality, of healing and wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Take a deep breath and receive, and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Good. Now slowly ascend upwards, up that rainbow pillar of light and love, ascend up, up, up. Continue to receive the healing, the light, the love, the higher vibrations and frequencies. And as you ascend all the way up, 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 just breathe, continue to breathe. And as you connect in, tap in to the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun, take a deep breath. Be open to receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love and blessings, of peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness. Of healing and well-being, knowing and wisdom, connection and support, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Receive, 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 breathe, and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Okay, now take a deep breath. Come back to your heart space. And now expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in, city, state, or province. Keep breathing, keep expanding. The country, the continent, be as big as this planet and beyond. Good. So let's talk about your prayers for a second. So I have received more prayers that I've added to the prayer book. I may not have sent you an email, but they've all been added, okay? And so just know that the prayers in this prayer book are, they're blessed, they're seen, they're read, they're looked at, they're answered, they're asked for, again. So not just from you, but I also ask, my team works with me as I ask that these prayers be answered in the highest and best way possible. Right, so just this week was a little bit better as the week went on, right? So I know the full moon energies took a toll on a lot of people, but I think we've all gotten through that, right? So, but it has been intense. And so, you know, even on your daily prayers, you can ask for gentleness, okay? You can ask for gentleness. You can ask to integrate the energies, frequencies, and vibrations easily and energetically, right? So that you're not bombarded physically too much. Ask. Ask it that the energies be gentle and they will soften. Ask them to soften and they will, okay? We're gonna take a deep breath. And now just be in your heart space. And just create in front of your heart space a ball of light. It's actually a little difficult for me to do holding the golden heel or skull, but I'll try my best. It's a bit different. But just imagine this ball of light in front of you. Okay, so, you know, for each one of us, we have a ball of light, and collectively, we have a big ball of light, which includes all of our balls of light. Okay, so we're just going to work individually first for a moment. So imagine this ball of light in front of you for your personal prayer, right? For your prayer, whatever happens to be, for yourself and for the world and for everybody else here in this prayer circle, listening now or listening later, doesn't really matter. So as you're creating this ball of light, just let it be simple. It doesn't have to be a color. Just let it be a simple ball of light. It can be clear. You can add some gold light to it, whatever you'd like, okay? But just from your heart space, allow that ball of light to emerge, to be created. And just add, first of all, your own unconditional love and blessings, your own love and light to this ball of light in front of you. This is for your individual prayer. So right now, we're just creating the ball of light, the sphere of light, the orb of light. Good. And as you are now looking at this ball of light, you see that it's vibrating, it's glowing. It might even be, you know, moving around quite a bit, right? It's okay. Just keep on sending it love and light. Keep filling it with light. Okay, so now take a deep breath. And we're going to add our individual prayers. Whatever your prayer is for yourself and for the world and for this community, add that now. So dear God, we ask. So I'm going to ask for my own individual prayers as well as collectively for all of you, because I always pray for all of you. So I ask, and we all ask, that all of our prayers be answered in the highest and best way possible. better than what we can imagine. And that it be for our highest good and the highest good of all. Wow, and may we experience peace, and may we experience love, may we experience kindness, may we be supported. And may we know what it feels like to be supported. May we know also that our prayers are being answered. May we have that faith, that trust, to know that. Okay, so keep sending love and light to your individual ball of light. And we ask that all of the people who are right now praying, that all of their prayers be answered. That all of their prayers, the energy of their prayers be intensified and magnified. So all these orbs of light, these balls of light, may they be filled with even more love, even more light. So that they're like vibrating at a much higher level and a higher frequency than what our mind, our ego mind, can comprehend. And may whatever we want created be even better than what we can imagine. So if we, you know, for example, if we're wanting more financial abundance, may we have ease with receiving that financial abundance, like creating that financially abundant life. And may we have even more than what we're asking for. We limit ourselves. If we're asking for better health, may we all experience vibrant health, radiant health. If we're asking for ease with anxiety, depression, may we have that too. May we know that life is not about suffering, but life is joyful. And whatever else that we are desiring, let all of our desires and wishes come true in the highest and best way possible. May all of our dreams be fulfilled and actualized in the best and highest way possible with ease and grace. May we all experience ease and grace in our lives. May we all experience unconditional love and blessings every day. May we receive those blessings in a way that we understand. Because we are always blessed, we don't always see it. So may we see, experience, and know that we truly are blessed. We truly are abundant. We truly are supported. Good. Take a deep breath, everyone. And may we ask that the prayers for Michelle be answered, for Patty and Caroline, for Jane, for Maggie, for Cindy, for Martha, for Georgie, for Barb and Susie, for Danielle and Lisa and Carol, for Elena and Stacy and Sarah, and for Lisa, Camille, and Karina, and Reshma, and Rose, for Jennifer, for Ida, and Mandy, Gabriella, Lynette, and Julia, and everybody else. all the names I've mentioned and all the names I haven't. May all of your prayers be answered in the highest and best way possible. May all of your desires and dreams come to fruition in the highest and best way possible. May you receive the wisdom that you require. May you receive the healing that you desire. May you receive the financial abundance and prosperity that you are seeking. May you receive the ease and the love that you deserve. You are deserving of love. You are deserving of ease. You are deserving and worthy of grace, of radiant health, of being fulfilled in every way. You are deserving of that. So be willing to receive it. Be open to opportunities as they show up. And opportunities do show up all the time. So be open to the opportunities in your life. Be open to receiving the messages, the insights that you are receiving constantly from your guides and angels, from spirit, from your higher self. Receive them and understand them. May you be kind to yourself and others, but mostly to you. Because as you are being kind to others, you will automatically be kind to yourself, to the world. Sometimes we actually forget to include ourselves. So as you're being kind to others, be kind to yourself, even a little bit more than normal. Take special attention to do something kind and nurturing for you today or tomorrow, even if it's 5 minutes. Honor you. Honor your dream. Honor your desire. Honor your prayer by taking time out for you. Okay, take a deep breath and send one last burst of energy to your individual ball of light in front of you. Good. So now we're going to ask my team to gather all of the balls of light, all of your dreams, all of your wishes, all of your desires, all of your prayers, and put them all together into one collective ball of light. So now this ball of light is, you could say slightly bigger, but it doesn't have to be. But this now includes everybody's prayers, everybody's desires, everybody's wishes, all of those balls of light, those individual ones are now in this collective ball of light. So now just imagine this bigger ball of light glowing, and it's golden and white, golden white ball of light. And it's spinning and it's pulsing. Just add a little bit more of your own unconditional love and light to it. We ask that everybody's prayers, desires, wishes, and dreams come true in the highest and best way possible for everybody concerned. Not my will, but the highest will be done. Good. Now we're going to let go of this collective ball of light, energy of light, prayers, desires, wishes, and dreams. Let it go. Surrender it. What are we surrendering? Our attachment, our control. Surrender it to spirit. So the angels and guides and our support team now take this ball of light with all of our dreams to source, to spirit. They've all been heard. They've all been seen. Take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. And just take a deep breath. And as you're being in your heart space, just how does it feel that you have now let go of that attachment, that control? Be free. You can still have desires and wishes and dreams, but you don't have to have that constant control over it, that desperation. And now that your prayers have been heard, your desires and dreams and wishes have been heard, just be in your heart space and receive some higher dimensional healing energies from me and my team, including the Golden Healer Skull. Receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, blessings, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Receive this concentrated blast of energies, frequencies, and vibrations now. You're going to take a deep breath. Good. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth for a moment. Breathe in deeply. Good. Come back up to your heart space. Be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. Good. Everybody doing okay? I felt like that was short and sweet, but I felt it was a bit intense today or stronger today, maybe because of the Golden Healer Skull. Maybe. We can continue to receive from him. Okay, how's everybody doing? Awesome. I felt it was pretty powerful too. Awesome. Good. Yes. So be gentle with yourself. Drink some water, obviously, right? Walk around a little bit and continue to receive. Okay, continue to receive for the rest of the day. Awesome, good. All right, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll be posting this on to YouTube and Facebook shortly. So then you can always go back and watch or listen and to the podcast as well. You can always go back and watch and listen again. And if you have not sent me your prayers, you can. You can go to alara.at/prayer to join the prayer circle and send me your prayers. Awesome. Good. All right. Okay, so it's alara.at/prayer. Come and join us and share in these prayers every week that we do. But you know, if you can't join live, it's okay. You can always watch the replay afterwards. Not a problem. All right, everyone. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. We'll share a little bit more. Okay, so sending you all much love and blessings. Bye for now.